Item. In July 1969, Joseph E. Bogan published his revolutionary article, The Other Side of the Brain, An Appositional Mind. In this article, he quoted an obscure Dr. A. L. Wiggin, who in 1844 wrote, "The mind is essentially dual, like the organs by which it is exercised. This idea has presented itself to me, and I have dwelt on it for more than a quarter of a century, without being able to find a single valid or even plausible objection. I believe myself then able to prove, one, that each cerebrum is a distinct and perfect whole as an organ of thought, two, that a separate and distinct process of thinking or ratiocination may be carried on in each cerebrum simultaneously." In his article, Bogan concluded, "I believe, with Wiggin, that each of us has two minds in one person. There is a host of detail to be marshaled in this case, but we must eventually confront directly the principal resistance to the Wiggin view, that is, the subjective feeling possessed by each of us that we are one. This inner conviction of oneness is a most cherished opinion of Western man. Object is, and point to it in the total field." I'm being mutton-jeffed, Fred thought. "What is all this?" he said, gazing at the deputy and not the diagram. "I'll bet it's the Lions Club speech," he said. He was positive. The seated deputy said, "In many of those taking substance D, a split between the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere of the brain occurs. There's a loss of proper gestalting, which is a defect within both the percept and the cognitive systems, although apparently the cognitive system continues to function normally. But what is now received from the percept system is contaminated by being split, so it too, therefore, fails gradually to function, progressively deteriorating. Have you located the familiar object in this line drawing? Can you find it for me?" Fred said, "You're not talking about heavy metals trace deposits in the neuroreceptor sites, are you? Irreversible?" "No," the standing deputy said. "This is not brain damage, but a form of toxicity, brain toxicity. It's a toxic brain psychosis affecting the percept system by splitting it. What you have before you, this BG test, measures the accuracy of your percept system to act as a unified whole. Can you see the form here? It should jump right out at you."
"I see a Coke bottle," Fred said.
"A soda pop bottle is correct," the seated deputy said, and whipped the drawing away, replacing it with another.
"Have you noticed anything," Fred said, "in studying my briefings and like that? Anything slushed?" "It's the speech," he thought. "What about the speech I gave?" he said. "Did I show bilateral dysfunction there? Is that why I've been hauled in here for these tests?"
He had read about these split-brain tests given by the department from time to time.
"No, this is routine," the seated deputy said. "We realize, Officer Fred, that undercover agents must of necessity take drugs in the line of duty. Those who've had to go into federal..."
"Permanently?" Fred asked.
"Well, not many permanently. Again, this is percept contamination that could, in the course of time, rectify itself as..."
"Murky," Fred said. "It murks over everything."